Ashlyn pulled her cap down more firmly on her head. Snow stung where it got into her eyes and froze the exposed parts of her face. Thin, cold air seared her lungs when she made the mistake of breathing too deeply. She'd taken refuge in a spindly stand of leafless aspens, but they didn't cut the wind at all. "Where's Travis?" she fumed, scanning the unending white of a high-altitude plain that used to be part of Colorado. Or maybe this place had been in eastern Utah. It didn't really matter anymore. Something unnatural flickered at the corner of her eye, and she tensed. Standing still brought trouble with a capital T. She swiveled her head to maximize her peripheral vision. Damn. No, double damn. Half-frozen muscles in her face ached when she tightened her jaw. Balta, a bunch of them, fanned out a couple of hundred yards behind her, closing the distance eerily fast. One of the many atrocities serving the dark gods that had crawled out of the ground that night in Bolivia. They appeared as shadowy spots against the fading day, places where edges shimmered and merged into a menacing blackness. If she looked too hard at the center of those dark places, they drew her like a lodestone. Ashlyn tore her gaze away. Not that the Balta, bad as they were responsible for the wholesale destruction of modern life. No, their masters, the ones who'd brought dark magic to Earth in the first place, held that dubious honor. Ashlyn shook her head sharply, trying to decide what to do. She was supposed to meet Travis here. Those were her orders. He had something to give her. Typical of the way the Lemurians ran things. No one knew very much about anything. It was safer that way if you got captured. She hadn't meant to cave and work for them, but in the end, she had little choice. It was sign on with the Lemurians, old ones, to cultivate her magic and fight the dark, or be marched into the same radioactive vortex that had killed her mother. Her original plan had been to wait for Travis until an hour past full dark. But the Balta changed all that. Waiting even one more minute was a gamble she wasn't willing to risk. Ashlyn took a deep breath, chanting softly in Gaelic, her mother's language. She called up the light spell that would wrap her in brilliance and allow her to escape. Maybe. It was the best strategy she could deploy on short notice. Light was the anathema to the Balta and their ilk. So many of the loathsome creatures were hot on her heels, she didn't have any other choice. She squared her shoulders. All spells drained her. This was one of the worst. A purely Lemurian working, translated into Gaelic, because human tongues couldn't handle the old one's language. She pulled her attention from her spell for the time it took to glance about, and her heart sped up. Even the few seconds it took to determine flight was essential had attracted at least 10 more of the bastards. They surrounded her. Well, almost. She shouted the word to kindle her spell. Even in Gaelic, with its preponderance of harsh consonants, the magic felt awkward on her tongue. Heart thudding double time against her ribs, she hoped she'd gotten the inflection right. Moments passed. Nothing happened. Ashlyn tried again. Still nothing. Desperate, she readied her magic for a fight she was certain she'd lose, and summoned the light spell one last time. Flickers formed. Stuttering into brilliance, they pushed against the Balta's darkness. Yes! Muting down triumph surging through her, no time for it, she gathered the threads of her working, draped luminescence about herself, and loped toward the west. Balta scattered, closing behind her. She noted with satisfaction that they stayed well away from her light. She'd always assumed it burned them in some way. Travis was on his own. She couldn't even warn him that he was walking into a trap. Maybe he already had. Which would explain why he hadn't shown up. Worry tugged at her. She ignored it. Anything less than absolute concentration, and she'd fall prey to his fate. Vile hissing sounded behind her. Long nailed hands reached for her, followed by shrieks when one of them came into contact with her magic. She snuck a peek over one shoulder to see how close they truly were. One problem, with all that light, it illuminated the nasty things. Their backward sloping foreheads lent them a dim-witted look. But they were skilled warriors, worthy adversaries who'd wiped out more than one of her comrades. Their insect-like ability to work as a group using telepathic powers scared her more than anything. Though she threw her mage senses wide open, she was damned if she could tap into their wavelength to disrupt it.